The Angel of the North.
The cities of Newcastle and Gateshead stand on either side of the River Tyne in northeast England, at the heart of a region whose proud traditions of shipbuilding, coal mining, engineering, invention and design began more than 1,000 years ago. In 1994, Gateshead Town Council approached the British artist Anthony Gormley, requesting a sculpture that would represent the unique spirit of Tyneside. They had already chosen the site, a hill just outside Gateshead. Erected there in 1998, the Angel of the North has become Britain's most recognisable landmark and our most impressive public work of modern art. Although you can see the angel well from the busy motorway that runs nearby, you need to visit it on foot to appreciate its strange beauty. Consider it first as a feat of engineering. At 20 metres tall, with a greater wingspan than a Boeing 757 plane, the statue is designed to survive wind speeds of 160 kilometres an hour for at least 100 years. Its concrete base is sunk into solid rock 20 metres below ground. The statue consists of steel and copper sheets built onto a steel framework. Copper was used to produce the statue's deep red-brown colour. The wings are angled 3.5 degrees forward, so that they seem to embrace the land around them. That's the thing about this angel. It's not an angel that flies. Its strong body shape is based on Mr. Gormley's own body. Everything in its construction was made locally by local people using their ancient skills. Rooted deeply in the ground on which it stands, the Angel of the North seems both fragile, as individual people are fragile, and strong, as the people of Tyneside are strong in their shared lives and traditions.